Then he gently dropped the bundle on the floor. He prodded it once or twice to see if it would move. He blinked slowly when it didn't move. He looked puzzled, in a kind of slow-motion way. He opened his mouth to yawn and smoke came out. Then he put his head down and died. The world seemed to Morris to be full of the ghost light you got before dawn, when it was just bright enough to see things but not bright enough to see colours. He sat up and washed himself. There were rats and humans running around very, very slowly. Somehow they didn't concern him much. Whatever it was they thought they had to be doing, they were doing it. Other people were rushing about in a silent, ghostly way, and Morris was not. This seemed a pretty good arrangement. And his eye didn't hurt, and his skin wasn't painful, and his paws weren't torn, which was a big improvement on matters as they stood recently. Now he came to think about it, he wasn't quite sure what had happened recently. Something wretchedly bad, obviously. There was something Morris-shaped lying beside him, like a three-dimensional shadow. He stared at it, and then turned when, in this soundless ghost world, he heard a noise. There was movement near the wall. A small figure was striding across the floor towards a small lump that was dangerous beans. It was rat-sized, but it was much more solid than the rest of the rats, and unlike any rat he'd seen before, it wore a black robe. A rat in clothes, he thought. But this one did not belong in a Mr. Bunsey book. Just poking out from the hood of the robe was the bony nose of a rat's skull, and it was carrying a tiny scythe over its shoulder. The other rats and the humans, who were drifting back and forth with buckets, paid it no attention. Some of them walked right through it. The rat and Morris seemed to be in a separate world of their own. "It's the bone rat," thought Morris. "It's the grim squeaker. He's come for dangerous beans. After all I've been through, that is not happening." He sprang into the air and landed on the bone rat. The little scythe skidded across the floor. "Okay, mister, let's hear you talk," Morris began. "Squeak!" Said Morris, as the horrible awareness of what he'd done caught up with him. A hand grabbed him by the back of the neck and lifted him up, higher and higher, and then turned him around. Morris stopped struggling immediately. He was being held by another figure, much taller, human size, but with the same style of black robe, a much bigger scythe, and a definite lack of skin around the face. Strictly speaking, there was a considerable lack of face about the face, too. It was just bone.
"Desist from attacking my associate, Morris," said Death.
"Yes, sir, Mr. Death, sir. At once, sir," said Morris quickly. "No problem, sir."
"I haven't seen you lately, Morris."
"No, sir," said Morris, relaxing slightly. "Been very careful, sir. Looking both ways when I cross the street and everything, sir."
"And how many do you have left now?"
"Six, sir. Six. 6 out of 9. Very definitely. Very definitely 6 lives, sir." Death looked surprised.
"But you were run over by a cart only last month, weren't you?"
"That, sir, barely grazed me, sir. Got away with hardly a scratch, sir."
"Exactly."
"Oh."
"That makes 5 lives, Morris, up until today's adventure."
"Fair enough, sir, fair enough." Morris swallowed. "Oh, well, might as well try. So let's say I'm left with 3, right?"
"3? I was only going to take 1. You can't lose more than 1 life at a time, even if you're a cat. That leaves you 4, Morris."
"And I say take 2, sir," said Morris urgently. "2 and call it quits?" Death and Morris looked down at the faint, shadowy outline of dangerous beans. Some other rats were standing around him now, picking him up.
"Are you sure?"
said Death.
"After all, he is a rat."
"Yes, sir. That's where it all gets complicated, sir."
"You can't explain?"
"Yes, sir. Don't know why, sir. Maybe I just don't want to see it all wasted. Everything's been a bit odd lately, sir."
"That is very uncat-like of you, Morris. I'm amazed."
"I'm pretty shocked too, sir. I just hope no one finds out, sir." Death lowered Morris to the floor next to his body.
"You leave me little choice. The sum is correct, even though it is amazing. We came for 2, and 2 we will take. The balance is preserved."
"Can I ask a question, sir?" said Morris as Death turned to go.
You may not get an answer.